Hello and welcome to Storytime with Tom and Mike. I'm Tom.
And that makes me Mike. And
we have Jimmy in the house. There you go.
Back after a long time. But I mean, Jimmy, I don't know. We haven't had guests in a while. We've been on a rocky course just lately with the podcast. It's just, you know, slowing down a little bit because of our old age.
That's old age and commitments and
yeah,
family things. And
just a lot of things going on in life, you know?
True. It might not always be this way, but for the time being, I think it serves the podcast better, especially considering I couldn't get the day's episode out on time. It's a little late. It is in the pipes. It's almost done.
Yeah, because I looked for it and I was like, wait a minute. I know it's supposed to come out today, but maybe they didn't record.
We did, and I want to say like 85% done. I have maybe 20 minutes more of work to do on it, and then I can export it. But I just, other stuff got in the way, unfortunately.
This fucking weather, bro. I know, like, we don't normally talk about the weather that much, but
well, I mean, it's been fucking monsoon season.
Yeah. This has been like that time. The reason why I was a little bit late tonight, I was actually off today, but I fell asleep on the couch while I was watching the game and fucking woke up and was like, holy shit, I need to fucking get up and go upstairs. So,
so you didn't even get to finish watching it, or it was off?
I finished. Yeah, it was off. It was like the shows that come on after the game.
That is one big ass straw, dude.
Yes, yes, it is. And here's the thing. Look, it's all the way down at the bottom of this massive cup. This straw, I think this was made for me to drive my truck. Because I can just like
lean over and just sip it.
Mm-hmm. Or pick the cup up by force of habit and poke myself in the fucking eye with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you slam on the bricks and that thing gets rammed down your trachea or in your eye.
There's something in my eye. Call back to the kids in the hall.
My sister-in-law was telling me that a friend of hers actually had a bird fly in the window of their car and hit them in the eye and they lost their eye.
Oh, shit.
So it's not just a TV show anymore. It's not just a movie anymore. This is a thing that happens. Birds are after people's eyes, dude.
Last year, I think I talked about this on the podcast, a fucking hawk flew in the window of Jane's car and landed on the seat next to her.
No, you didn't talk about
that. No, you never talked about that.
I don't know how I didn't. But yeah,
that's like fucking a major
bird,
life
like, in the window, landed on the seat, like didn't hit her or anything. But like, she's like, I'm driving, coming to our driveway. I look over and there's a fucking hawk sitting on the seat next to me. And she's like, oh, my God. And thing out the window.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I said to her, I was like, I personally would have probably like shit my pants. I'd be like, oh, my God. And that would have been it. I like to think that I would have calmly been like, can I take you anywhere? You know, or something like that. But naturally, at the moment, you're fearing for your life with a fucking raptor sitting next to you.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Something that's just going to take your fingers off in chunks.
Yeah. I did a falconry experience where I got to, like have a hawk, like a Harris hawk, like fly in and land on my wrist, like with one of those crazy leather gloves on and shit, and we got to like hold the thing that it was tethered to while it flew around and everything. My God, those birds can hit really hard considering that they weigh basically nothing. Excuse me. They're so light, but
and that's
so
when they're
powerful.
Not, and that's when they're not rendering your flesh from your
well, you know, hunting for their own food, yeah. So it sees me coming, that bird's like, I'm gonna eat good for a real long time with this motherfucker.
I love animals, but I'm not one of those naive people who's like, I'm going to go pet it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty good with just, okay, that fucking,
yeah.
It's cute. Yes. Adorable. And yeah, it's babies. I want to go cuddle them, but I'm not going to because that baby's mom is 900 pounds of fucking grizzly bear that's gonna tear my fucking throat out in one swipe. So,
I gotta say, yeah, like domesticated quote unquote wild animals, you know what I'm saying? Like people that have them, like they're at zoos, or people have them as pets or whatever because they're rehabilitating them or they're not able to go back in the wild. Having the chance to pet them has been amazing. But like we had a baby deer that the mom hid in the grass near one of our things in our yard last year. And like I had to be like to everybody, don't fucking touch it. I'm like, I know it's tempting because it's the most adorable thing you've ever seen in your life, a real life Bambi. Mm-hmm. I'm like, please stay away from it. Don't touch anything around it. Just let it there. Mom trusted us enough to put it there. Don't disappoint her. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was still, it was adorable.
And but you know, you always, you know, when you hear about people who have those types of animals as pets, like ocelots and shit, like, yeah, it's an awesome experience and I would love to have an animal like that, but it requires a level of expertise and commitment that's well beyond any normal pet.
I often also like wonder how often do those things happen when people are like, it's still a wild animal deep down inside and could turn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love to pet a lion, but I don't think I'd ever be like, hey, could I go into that yard with an unchained lion and just, you know, do my thing?
Yo, my cat and my dog are wild animals just because they're just smaller. That's the only difference. They're just smaller and have less ferocity to their bite. But, you know, one day I'm just chilling in bed and all of a sudden there's like this fucking conflagration between my cat and my dog. And I realized if either of them had been bigger, the other one would be dead.
was it Simon and Dexter going at it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think it was.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it was actually.
Simon actually might have a size advantage on Dexter.
No, actually, it was Sammy. Sammy's the one that always gets Dexter. Dexter and Simon actually get along really well.
See, I think Simon might be a little taller than him.
How's it going tonight, Jimmy?
Good. Good. I'm just listening to the stories. They're pretty cool.
Just like I'm here as a live studio audience. No, you're going to be a contributor.
Yes.
No. So, have you ever let's go back to the bird thing. Have you ever went down to Conowingo Dam?
I know that I've been there, but it hasn't been in a really long time.
Anyway, if you ever go down there like during the summer, there's eagles all over the place, and actually people go there, like photographers go there to get those pictures. And man, these eagles come down and just take fish right out of the water. And then as they're taking it out, here comes another one in to attack that one just to get the fish out of their talons, you know what I mean? And these people take pictures of this stuff, and I forget what website it's on. Maybe if you go on like ConowingoDam.com or something like that, you can see these pictures of these eagles, and it's freaking awesome.
EagleDeathmatch.com.
Dude, those eagles are huge too. I was at a state park, and I was like on the man-made beach by the lake, and this woman's walking around. Like I was just sort of hanging out, staring at fucking trees and shit, just like kind of dozing.
As you do.
And I look up and I'm like, I felt like I must have fallen asleep, because all of a sudden I'm just like, what the fuck am I seeing?
He's in the talons and he's like flying through the air.
There's this woman who, admittedly, when I actually met her, was much smaller than I thought from a distance. She was probably about 5'4", so that might have made a difference. But she's walking around with this full-sized eagle, and the eagle was like as big as her midsection go up. It was massive. And I was like so intimidated by it. I've never been more intimidated by an animal in my life, because I just realized, like, of all the animals that I've experienced that, you know, were terrifying or like could tear me to shreds, something so reptilian and cold about that eagle is just like nip, you know, and then your artery just gets fucking severed.
Yeah, their talons are like 6 inches, 7 inches long.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, it's insane.
You know, they,
that's
in
bigger
mountains,
than my dick.
They pick up fucking goats, carry them up like off the rocks, and then drop them down you know, 50, 70, 170 feet to the rocks where they get dashed and then they go and eat the corpses. If you look it up, you can Google that shit. There are videos. It's crazy. They just,
everything on the internet's true.
Well, dude, it's nature.
Bonjour.
That's okay. Fair point. Fair point, but I'm pretty sure this shit's real. It's getting to the point where you're not going to be able to tell. Pretty soon, you won't be able to tell.
Those goats are pretty wily, I think, you know. If you want to see real bald eagles, in, you know, obviously in captivity, unfortunately, but Knoebels has a pair of them or three of them up there.
So if you're in the middle of nowhere, go see how massive they are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hold on. And also Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. Oh. Okay. They have like a sanctuary down there. They are the smelliest motherfucking birds I've ever seen in my life. On top, they smell like armpits and wet feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're amazing and majestic, but they stink.
Down at Conowingo Dam, if you want to see them out in the wild, I swear to God, there's like hundreds of them because they live in the trees next to the river there, and like there's hundreds of them.
Wow.
And you can get pretty up close and personal with them.
If I want to see eagles too, right literally less than a mile from my house, there is a bald eagle nest.
Nice.
And there's always photographers down there, which is fucking annoying because they're idiots. They're like, oh, it's a back road. I can stand in the middle of the road and take pictures and kneel down and lay down in the fucking street and park my car sideways and, you know, and everything. But there, at any given time, there could be like four of them around in the area right there. Like every day you're almost guaranteeing you can see the nest from the side of the road. It's pretty cool. Are we all ready for summer and every like spring and summer and all that business, man? You believe that I've got two out of my three kids are adults. One's graduating college very shortly, and the other's graduating high school very shortly.
Yep, I'm like, in the same
where
boat.
Where has the time gone, bro?
Yep.
Where have all the cowboys gone? It flew, man.
When they said, take these moments. They said, take these moments and remember them because time's going to fly. They weren't lying.
Somebody said to me once, when you graduate high school, time goes faster. When you start having kids, it picks up.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Insane.
Yep. Yeah, I got a 19, 18, and an 11-year-old.
The little boy blew in the night. Sorry, I don't have children, so...
That's all right. You can still relate to how old it makes you feel.
When
you
can, hear totally.
That, when you hear that my kids... Yeah. Are, you know, well, I got 22. Well, she's almost 22. 22, 18, and 17. We'll be 18 in November. Dude, that's the fucking.
My niece crazy. Was 22 last month, and I remember her being a baby and sitting and watching Lord of the Rings and her being affected by that because Gollum came on screen and hissed, and she turned towards everyone in the room and went like that. And. You
that's
know,
an odd choice for your kid to watch. I thought you were going to be like Barney or something like that. No. You're like, we were watching Lord of the Rings.
Oh, we were always exposing her to horrible things that she was way too young for. It's what made her the cool kid that she is, you know? But, yeah, no, it is weird. And it does make me feel kind of, I don't know if old, just irrelevant, you know, kind of like old news.
Not only
that. Because when I think about myself, like, I look old, and I physically feel old, but when I think about myself, I'm still, like, a 16-year-old. You know? Like, I'm still a fucking kid. I haven't changed at all.
I get it.
I like the same dumb stuff I always did. The only difference is I'm tireder and more sore. You know? Like going up steps is harder and fucking sitting
bending
down
over to tie your shoes no matter
harder.
How fat you are is fucking harder. Yeah
sitting down is not something I can do without making a noise. Standing up, impossible. It's just not possible.
I'm like, not lying. you're definitely not lying. My wife like gives me shit all the time because I make noises and she looks at me like, like, seriously, you got to do that? And I'm like, yes, yes, I do.
You know, you know what? You know what else you got to do? You got to make noises when you pee. It makes it, and I swear this is the weirdest thing, but it makes it so much better. Next time you pee, just go, ah, it feels better. I don't know why, but it does.
You reminded me of something about pee. But about first, peeing? I wanted to say, and we're also peegasms? Almost out of school for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, yeah.
So I was watching like some nature like short on YouTube, and it said that like the average amount of time spent urinating by most mammals per you know evacuation, I guess I'll say, is like 21 seconds. And it literally took me, like, I started counting how long it took me to pee immediately. And I was only getting to, like, 14 Mississippi before I was done. And I wondered if there was something wrong. And I think I realized and remedied through this thought that I wasn't drinking enough liquid.
Yep.
Because yes. Then I started drinking more, and then I started peeing longer, and I was like, yep. Ah, I peed like to 27 Mississippi recently, and I was like, I almost pissed 30 seconds.
Dude, sometimes in the morning, because I have a problem not drinking enough water during the day, but mm-hmm. during the evening, I sort of just start to crave water naturally.
Well, that way you also have to pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah, which is awesome. I love doing that. I love waking up for 5
having to go downstairs, yeah.
Going downstairs and having to pretend that I'm not going to wake up doing that. But yeah, there's like, I mean, like the longest, most protracted, intense, ball-breaking, fucking porcelain-shattering,
almost exhausting,
exhausting urine stream that you can just ever have, and it goes on for like a minute and a half. I'm like fucking Austin Powers at the end. I'm like,
I'm going to pee for a week.
Or I'm like fucking the Hitcher and Mighty Boosh. Oh, it's coming out of me like a yellow cable.
Are you to a point where, like, you have to stand there for a little bit and try to get it all out, or if you don't and you walk away, it starts running down your leg?
Yeah.
Because more drips are coming out.
We all dribble. Yeah. Like, what you got to do is put your head down, hand on the wall, and just finish.
The problem I have these days is that I have to prime the words before it'll start. I can't just walk up to the toilet, especially in public, and just go. I've got to like think about it and be like, all right, hold on.
Yeah.
Right. Activate. Now you understand. Right? Turn on pumps. Pumps are running. All right. Get up to speed. All right. Stand there. Oh, shit. A dude just walked up next to me. Fuck. He just reset the timer. Now I'm going to stare at the fucking wall until that guy walks away.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
I don't either.
With being shy around other people, but I definitely had a new appreciation for why, like, when my grandfather would go to the bathroom, I'd be like, you were in there for like 10 minutes. What were you doing? You know, like, why did it take so long? Well, if you were only peeing. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. Yeah.
It's not like a pee shyness, because I've had that in the past. You know, I think everyone once in a while gets that. But like, no, this is more like I literally cannot make the fucking shit work until the conditions are just ideal. Like, the timing has to be right.
Kind of like a dog. You got to sniff around first.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I got to find the right spot.
There's a visual for you. He's in the men's room sniffing around the urinals.
I'm a piss vampire. Go in there with a straw.
You ever piss double stream?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, dude, of course. Especially after you blow a load. Mm-hmm. Or you fall back asleep. Yeah, you get done getting it on. You go in there. It's like that with Me, Myself, and Irene, where he's like got the shower curtain and the fucking mirror and everything, and he's trying to make the stream go in the toilet. Yeah,
you gotta control the streams, because that shit gets, you get a little bit of whatever knocked in there, some fucking dry jizz or whatever, and then that shit just diverts and it turns into a fucking water, like a sprinkler system.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like stronger than a super soaker. It's like trying to piss with a boner.
You know when you were when you were younger, like this hasn't happened to me in fucking decades, but remember when you were younger and you'd come so hard that you didn't know where it went? Have you ever had that happen? Like you came and it went somewhere and you don't know, you never found it.
No, I never had that issue.
I
never found it the one time.
Wasn't I remember masturbating wall? A lot, but I think I don't really remember what I did with the product of my
I always caught it in a piece of like a tissue or a
sock.
No. Well, yeah, I have used a sock before. Yeah. So yeah, I always caught it in that. So yeah, no, I never had that issue.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta let loose, Jimmy. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta let it fly.
Oh, I've let it fly and hit girls in the eye with it.
One time. But I mean, wow. Right in the eye. From the waist.
Yes.
I was down at her waist and boo, and she went boop and boop,
yep.
Right in the eye.
Yep.
You know,
perfect.
You
know, arc.
You feel bad, but at the same time, you feel pretty fucking awesome about a thing like that.
I'm pretty sure that I was like,
yeah.
Yep.
I am feral.
Yep. I've done it a few times, and it's always where you're looking, too.
Isn't that hand-eye coordination is amazing? Now, I got to ask you, Jimmy.
Eye-to-dick coordination.
Mine was after not having done anything for like well over a month when I was able to rocket that shit. I mean, is abstinence the key to this? Or is it more excitement, or, you know, are you going tantric? Like, what's going on there?
I think it's a little bit of both, actually. Like, when I was young, I could uh-oh. Like, it was more powerful. As you get older, it's like, phew. But I think it's a little bit of both. Like, when I'm, like, when I'm really excited, I can definitely go further with it. But then I think it has a combination also that it's been, like, a week and a half also.
Yeah. I have found that the trick is edging. Like, edgings, I can't believe we're having a serious, like, in-depth conversation about this, but edging, whether in sex or masturbation, is like, instead of just coming immediately, you hang on to that shit for as long as you can, because then when you're having sex, you can actually fucking enjoy it and not worry, am I gonna come like a fucking dog every 3 seconds. You can actually enjoy the ride for a while. Well,
the other great time for that is when your partner is what's the word that I'm looking for here,
consenting.
No. He's not able to get pregnant.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if you blow your load, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I love having options. Yeah. It's nice to have options. And I've never been like a condom guy. I've always hated that. Like,
Or if you're one of the guys that happens to get the snip snipped on. I mean, that's also, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget about that.
What's your song of the week, Mike?
My song of the week, I'm going a little bit back towards, I guess, my normal musical tastes for thrash and metal and maybe a little bit of punkiness. I found this band completely by accident. It just came up in a thing. It wasn't even like in my suggestions. I don't even know where the hell it was at on Spotify. But it's a band called Flapjack. And in true punky, thrashy style music, the song is literally like 30 seconds long or something like that. But it's called Cocksucker Boss. it just felt right to me. It resonated with you. Yeah, it made me go, huh. Well, yeah, I like that song. And it wasn't about anybody in particular. It just, I think we've all had, you know, one of those bosses, at least one.
I listened to more of their catalog.
That song really resonated. Yeah.
I listened to more of their catalog, and I think I just like their style of music. It's just, it feels punk to me.
Yeah, like it's punky with like a little bit, it was like a hybrid thrash punk kind of thing going on.
Yeah, sort of. It's hard to, I kind of just think of it as punk, with like a flair of something else. Like predominantly it's punk. It's like a punk hybrid. Yeah, I get that, but it's primarily punk. That's the name of the episode, primarily punk. But yes, I enjoyed it. I wondered if there was a story to go along with it, but apparently there is not.
I mean, I wouldn't say that there couldn't be one, but I will say that there are some folks that I may or may not work with that could listen to this that will commiserate when they hear this. But yeah, I'm not naming anybody in particular or any two people or more in particular. This is a wide-ranging thing that can fit a whole lot of people.
Yeah, we're not going to narrow cast here today.
Yeah,
narrow in on a specific workplace or anything.
If you're a boss and you think this is about you,
it probably is.
It probably is because you've got a reason to think you're a cocksucker.
Yeah, when everyone laughs at all your jokes, that's always a sign that maybe you're just being ass kissed too. All right, Jimmy, what was your song of the week?
So my song of the week, it goes back to when I was a teenager. You know, I was into punk rock, stuff like that, a little bit of heavier stuff, like punk rock stuff. Basically back in my pot smoking days, I guess you would say. My band that I picked is Fugazi, Waiting Room.
I like this band.
Yeah, it's just... To me, like, I like Mike's song, but it's too, like, his is too thrashy, too deep, too heavy for my like. But, like, I like that, like, Fugazi, it's a little bit heavy, but, like, you can actually understand the words.
Fair enough. I had to read the lyrics on mine, so.
Yeah.
But,
there's like, Fugazi has a kind of jam to it. You know, like, it's the only way I can describe it. There's almost like a jam element to what they do, which sort of transcends the genre that they come from to a certain degree. There's a lot of bands that do that. Like, they almost border just a little bit into the edges of ska, but never quite to the point where it sounds like ska. It's almost like if ska wanted to find a connecting point with punk, Fugazi would be a good spot for it to do that.
If The Offspring would also be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another perfect good example.
Spot. Yeah.
Where, yeah, they're just on the edge of that cusp of being a ska band while remaining truly punk. So my song this week, and now I have to go look because I've already forgotten. Aesop Rock, Mindful Solutionism. Now, I know that Aesop Rock is probably an acquired taste for some folks. I don't know if you listened to it, Mike. What did you think?
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't.
You didn't listen to it at all. Well, that's what makes these conversations.
It wasn't for any other reason that I'm lazy and that I had a bunch of stuff thrown on me today that I had to get done while I was at home, and I forgot.
It's, you know what? It's your commitment to follow through on all the little things that makes this such a productive segment of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really appreciative of your tenacity.
I can always just go check out that playlist.
You can.
I can listen to it.
But I listen to it.
The point is, okay.
I listen to it.
Let's hear Jimmy. I didn't know.
Listen to me. I listen to it.
All right. I want to hear Jimmy's take on this.
Wipe that nose there.
A little brown there. About here. Right there, maybe.
You, it's all right there. You got it.
It's definitely not my taste in music. It's it was more like rappy, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was I don't know, it's just, it didn't have a, to me it didn't have a point. I'm not saying that it doesn't have a point to anybody else. It did have a point because it talked about, like, ancient shit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the main thing? Something about a cat?
Basically, what he was talking about, he's talking about technology through the ages and how it's become negative. And then, oh, let's not worry about that. Let's focus more on the cool stuff again.
Gotcha.
Like, so it's basically just him talking about technology throughout the ages. The bit about the cat, he's saying if it's out of the bag, then it's out of the bag. It's like the cat's out of the bag.
You can't put it back in.
It's like once the science or once the technology has been invented, you can't just put it back in the bag. And what he's saying is, well, that's a powerful cat. The thing about Aesop, this is more accessible than most of his work, and his shit is so symbolic. Like most of his stuff is like, I've listened to the song a dozen times. It's probably why I find it accessible. But like everything Aesop does is like almost encoded in
how long's it been around? Like
this album's been around a year.
Okay. But how long has he been doing this stuff?
Oh my God. Since like the 80s.
Yeah. Like I said, that's not my cup of tea. So I would have never, ever, ever found that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. For me, it was weird to listen to, sure. I guess. You know?
That's your seal of approval. Weird to listen to, Jimmy Fletcher. Disapproved.
You should have a fucking graphic for that.
I should put something like a stamp that just like, yeah, weird to listen to. Honestly, dude, as an artist, I don't know what I am if I'm an artist, but if I was a musician and I had a band and like someone like said it was weird to listen to, I have that shit right there on my fucking album cover, like in quotations. I'd be like, that's the best thing I've ever heard anyone say. That was weird to listen to, because that's probably what I'd be going for. That's usually a sense of humor, too.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
This podcast is weird to listen to.
So guys, did anybody get the chance to view the eclipse? Like, were any of us truly interested?
Yep.
I was amazed by all the conspiracy theories from people that this was going to be the next. This was going to be what the Y2K was supposed to be, and everything. The only thing I can tell you about the eclipse is because of my chemical imbalance and so forth, I had a massive fucking headache that whole day that I couldn't shake.
And you think that had something to do with the eclipse?
I really do. I think with the chemical imbalance, like full moons, I get headaches and stuff. I don't know, you know, like I see you're struggling with my logic on this a little bit.
No, maybe, I'm not. I'm just asking.
But I feel like it's different, you know, like you know how the moon stuff controls the oceans and makes the tide go in and everything like that. Like all that stuff is affected by that. I really truly believe that kind of stuff can also, you know, in people. If you have an issue with something like that, I think it can.
I don't know how you test
werewolves.
That.
Yeah,
werewolves.
No fucking idea. I might be totally off base. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't fucking know.
Maybe you're a werewolf.
Yeah. You could be a Dracula.
I could be.
I'm more likely a wolf.
More than likely, I'm sucking dicks than blood, but you know, either way.
You're just a cocksucking werewolf.
How long is it?
God sucking werewolf.
Yeah, but whether that was true or not, I had like a massive fucking headache. I was like zero interest in going outside that day. I had my little one anyway, so I wasn't gonna be like, hey, let's go out and like try to put eclipse glasses on her to look at something like that. She's had no interest in it. I did, however, numerous people did show me pictures of it. So like this one dude that was in my workplace was like, oh, my father has a telescope, and he put his a camera on it and like took this picture. It was like this fucking amazing, like high definition, like coffee table book photo of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
My experience of the eclipse was that myself and the members of my household were outside in the front lawn looking up at the sky through glasses, and then not for a little while, and then doing that again for about an hour. That was it. Like, I mean, there was conversation to be had, but mostly it was about, oh, look. Oh, now you can't see it. Oh, there it is. Oh, now you can't see it. Oh, damn, the clouds are so thick. This is not fair. Man, we could have had a nice day, blah, 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 for an hour. And it was like, it was the most like non-activity activity I've had in a long time, where there was literally nothing going on. We're a bunch of apes staring at the sky. You know, just making noises.
I remember there was a total solar eclipse when we would have been in grade school. I want to say like maybe fourth grade, something like that. Well, the only reason why I know that, it might have been earlier, and it might have been like third grade, but I remember because I was in Catholic school, and I remember the principal of the school, the one nun who was a fucking beast of a woman, was like, you can look at the reflection of the eclipse in a puddle on the ground. And
that's not how optics work, sister.
Yeah, and I remember like seeing it briefly in a puddle and being like, I'm not gonna look at that, it's gonna make me blind, you know. But I did see the eclipse that day, like as clear as day. Like, it had rained earlier that in that day, and it there was a puddle, big puddle, and I saw it. But and I have a memory of that, but other than that, I don't know. I don't get super excited about that kind of stuff, like comets and shit like that. I can get excited about that, but this kind of stuff, it just doesn't do it for me.
I think it's mildly interesting. It's like, it's not something that I'm like, oh, I can't wait till the eclipse.
Like you had like an eclipse boner.
Right, like, I bring out my eclipse journal and start journaling heavily for the few weeks before and after.
You know, I'm going to sketch every single phase.
Yeah. It just seems like...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it just seems like something that doesn't interest me because I have a life.
to put it succinctly and bluntly.
It definitely interested my 11-year-old because she made us take her out of school early just so she can come home and see it.
Yeah, that happened.
A lot of the schools around here dismissed early. I think that the one that Jane works for was the only one that didn't. And man, it was surprising.
Yeah, we didn't either. We didn't dismiss early. She wanted to come home, so we just took her out of school so she can come home and check it out. But it was similar. It was similar to Tom's. Like, we'd be out on the deck looking up, and it's like, oh, there it is. No, there's not. And then we would run in the house and just do something, and then 5 minutes later, go back out and be like, oh, there it is. Oh, there's not, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I kind of wonder how effective those welder's glasses are. Those little, like, are they that good?
I actually stared at the sun with my welding helmet on one time, and it was amazing. But that's a welding
helmet.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, that was effective, and I probably could have looked at it with that if I had wanted to, but I didn't. Yeah.
You could have.
Those little goofy glasses, I've always wondered, like, it's like fucking, you know, like colored film, right? It's like dark film in a pair of paper frames.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Like 2 cents worth of plastic protecting my vision just doesn't seem like a good trade-off.
Yeah. I don't know. Your eyes are worth more than that.
Yeah. It just seems like, I don't know. It cracks me up when I think about it. It's like, I think I saw today on Imgur, you know, the image community that's loosely attached to Reddit. There's been an uptick in why do my eyes hurt and eye pain Google searches in the last week.
Fucking stupid.
I love that. Like, why do my eyes hurt?
I have something that I thought of that I was wondering. Could there have been birds in the sky that were flying and were like partially blinded by it because they looked at the sun? Were animals affected by this? Like, I wonder what the number is like. That's all I'm saying. Like, obviously, of course, it could affect them. But, like, did some of my parents' geese, like, blind themselves because they're fucking stupid and were staring at it? You know, like, that's the kind of shit that I wonder about. Well, like, I was like, I wonder what animals do at times like this.
Here's my thinking. When I was... When it was in, under heavy cloud cover, it was still really intense. And it hurt my eyes and made them water for even a few seconds to look at the spot.
You were looking up, why do my eyes hurt, weren't you?
No. But even for like a fraction of a second squinting, it was still uncomfortable to look at that. And that was under heavy cloud cover. So you think, you know, an animal... It, without a reason to stare at the sun is not going to continue to stare at the sun. They might glance up and go, oh, and then stop, right? We're the dummies. We're the ones who are like, oh, wow. I want to keep staring at this for a while. Oh, wow. It's so different. It's dark. Well,
I will
remind
you that geese... The geese will stand outside in the rain and look up in the sky until they fucking drown themselves. So,
will they really?
Yeah, they're fucking stupid. Like, incredibly stupid.
But, so, okay, maybe geese are a special exception. I'm just saying, in general, like, we have a quote-unquote reason to stare at the sun for a continued, like, for a protracted period of time where an animal just looks up and then, in their dumb animal mind that doesn't have an imagination, goes, oh... A wall. Food. You know, just like...
Maybe there was a deer that went, holy shit, guys, look at that. In deer language, like how... or something, you know. And then it went blind and proceeded to run directly into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Poor deer.
Poor deer. My niece was worried that my dog would be blinded by the sun. I was like, he's not interested in the sun. He's interested in what we're doing. So he's looking at us, not looking at the sun or anything remotely. And then my nephew said, because, you know, first of all, he's short and squat. And second of all, he's kind of heavy set. So my nephew goes, can he even tilt his head up that high?
Wait a minute. Is your nephew short and squatty, or were you talking about
my
Dex?
Dog? No.
You said my nephew, you know, he's short and squatty. And
Well, that's funny because it's the exact opposite of what my nephew
That's what I was
going to
say. From what I knew, he is not built like that.
Yeah, not at
I was
all.
Like, what happened? You guys stopped going to the gym and this happened?
Drink break.
Drink
break. Yeah, Jimmy, you don't have anything to drink tonight, buddy.
Nah.
You're normally enjoying a beer while we're doing this. What's
you
up?
You know, I am, but, like, I do still drink, but I don't drink that much. Like, I might have a beer here or there, but
hey,
that's
everything
like,
in moderation, my friend.
January, I was like, I got to start eating better and all that stuff. So, like where I would drink like maybe on the weekends pretty heavy. Like I don't even hardly drink on the weekends either. Like I might have a beer if it's, you know, if we're just sitting around doing whatever. But other than that, that's it. I don't drink to get hammered or
good for
anything.
You, man. Good for you. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I am too. I may enjoy a few here and there, but I don't, you know, I don't ever want to be hungover again.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
Worst feeling in the world.
Well,
for sure.
I mean, it's also like I would prefer to have like one or two good beers over like seven or eight shit beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Or any
every beer is a good beer after like the third one, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But I'd rather have like a Mad Elf or two Mad Elfs and get a good, nice tipsy going on. Although with Mad Elf, it goes a little beyond tipsy. But that's rare for me.
Like three Mad Elfs, you're probably taking a nap.
No, you're taking more than a nap. You're going to have a hangover. Three Mad Elfs is enough for a hangover, I found. My limit is two. And that's, well, not my limit, but that's where I cut my... or losses. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I know, like, I could drink four Mad Elves, but I'd be throwing up like a fucking bazooka 2 hours later.
You'd be recreating that night that you drank all that when I was over at your house and you sat on like a fucking broken sewer pipe in the bathroom.
If I drank like that, if I drank like that today, it would probably fucking kill me. That was rough.
You drank like an entire fifth of Wild Turkey or something like that.
It was Knob Creek.
Knob Creek. I knew it had something to do with like a turkey on the label or something, you know? Yeah.
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 Hey, don't say Knob Creep is Knob Creep. Knob Creep.
Knob Creep. That's a whole different thing. Creep. That's the guy you don't want to see in the restroom on the turnpike.
Hey, I'm Knob Creep. Everybody, how you doing? Creep. Hey,
have a creep on your knob. I don't know, that might be the episode title.
Knob Creep is definitely
that was dude, that was amazing.
That was glorious.
Oh shit, I had something I wanted to say and I totally forgot what it was. Oh man,
so OJ is dead.
Juice.
Yeah.
The juice.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I'm not, like, I don't quite know how to feel about it, because it, like, you know, it's amusing to me, because somebody like Caitlyn Jenner comes out and is like, haha, he's dead, you know, because he murdered people and shit, but then she also fucking, what, killed somebody at one point in time.
What's the story behind that?
I don't know. Can you look that up? I imagine it was probably a vehicular thing, if I was going to guess.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing how many stars, quote unquote stars, have killed people.
In 2015, Jenner was driving an SUV which was towing an ATV on the Pacific Highway, Coast Highway in Malibu. She rear-ended a Lexus pushing into oncoming traffic. Kim Howell, the driver of the Lexus, was then hit by a Hummer traveling in the opposite direction. Well, that doesn't tell me everything.
No, brief description ever.
Okay. Oh, it cut out the important thing. Jenner proceeded to forward and hit another vehicle, a Prius, who suffered mild injuries, but Howell was killed on impact. So, realistically, she was part of the incident. She was the, like, principal deciding factor in it, but not the ultimate killing factor. It was the Hummer hitting her, but the Hummer should not have hit her. It was the fault of Jenner driving the Lexus or whatever the SUV.
SUV. The unbranded SUV with an ATV on the back, on the trailer, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, who hasn't, you know, committed vehicle manslaughter? I mean, you know, throw the first stone, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's you're definitely the right, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, who is a walking contradiction of themselves, is fucking insane.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm sorry, herself. I automatically went to the themselves, you know, the they them thing. I should have not done that.
Well,
but fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner. I don't give a shit if you like it.
Yeah, the point is that there's
nothing to do with anything but your personality. Well,
what the hell? It's like why is every persecution or every like accusation is definitely almost always a confession. You know, like, well, I don't like when they do this. It's usually like, it's because I do that.
That's right. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I said I was against it. Yeah. I don't know. Like, every time, though, that I see Caitlyn Jenner, I automatically think of the episodes of Chips where Caitlyn was in her previous life as Bruce Jenner. And it always makes me just be like, total 70s, like the hair and the bad acting and everything else. It always brings a smile to my face.
Bruce
Not
Jenner
in any way having anything to do, huh?
Bruce Jenner was an actor in the 70s?
Yeah. Did some TV stuff, yeah. Yeah, did Chips, like, regularly, which was still one of my favorite shows to watch. Jimmy, awesome. you a Chips in Emergency and
never, like, watched Chips.
Quincy MD kind of guy? Man, I love that old TV stuff.
I never watched that.
Fucking obsessed with Chips.
Like, I live with my grandparents, so we were more of like my grandfather watched MASH.
You were watching Lawrence Welk.
And no, we watched T-Hall and MASH and I forget what other ones.
Loved MASH.
Yeah.
MASH was a great show.
But yeah, So I didn't watch Chips. I didn't watch any of those. Like, I was more like the ones that I watched was the A-Team, Knight Rider, Airwolf, that type of stuff.
Oh, of course I watched that stuff too, bro. Awesome. Now, did you have anything to add to that, Tom, since you were typing away there?
Not really.
You were just like, oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. The way that your hair is right now, it looks like you've got a giant throbbing vein on the top of your head.
Oh, thanks.
With your stubble. You'll see it when you're editing this stuff. It's fucking hilarious. Like, you got a big old tit vein on top of your head there. It's like, you've engorged, milky, breasted, headed motherfucker. I love it.
Speaking of tit, did you know Kentucky has a town called Sugar Tit?
No.
Sugar Tit. Yeah.
I need a shirt from that place.
Yep.
Sugar Tit.
Sugar Tit, Kentucky.
I gotta know the story behind that.
I'm still reeling from Mike's description of my head.
Do you see it in your camera?
No, I don't see it. I see scraggly, shitty, fucking
hair. Yeah, you got like
hair.
This real dark. Jimmy, do you see it?
Yeah,
it's like really dark, and it looks almost like a vein on the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like right here?
Nope.
No.
Over.
Right there.
That's just my piebaldedness.
No,
that's...
I know that it's just the hair, but I've been looking at it this whole time. It looks like it's like a spidery vein on your head. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now I can't not see it.
Like Herman Monk.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Go shave your head.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing wrong with it. It was just amusing me, and I thought I'd bring it up.
Can't a guy let his appearance completely go to shit for a month and
you,
not hear
you
about
don't,
it?
You don't look bad at all. You don't
really?
Look bad at
no,
all. It's no. Nothing to do with your appearance going to shit. It's just the way your hair is laying on top of your head right now. It looks like a vein. That's all.
Well, it's because, I mean, let's have a spotlight look at the top of my fucking dome here real quick. Look at you guys. Oh.
It does look
there's
like
some, there's some stubble. Yeah.
It's bad, dude. It's just a mess.
It's all right. Nobody's judging here.
No.
Not at all.
I'm judging myself. That's what it looked like to me, yeah.
Because I look like someone who is like recovering from some kind of horrible disease.
I don't know that I go that far.
I do.
You do have an awesome goatee, though. I got to tell you that. I always enjoy your goatee.
I know.
Like,
my facial
for somebody
hair is awesome.
Who really struggled to grow the facial hair, you've really turned a corner.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy, your facial hair is always on point, brother. Like, I feel like you're one of those guys that you could grow a beard in like 3 hours.
No. I shaved the other day, and it was. That's why it's like a little stubbly now. So I wouldn't say 3 days or 3 hours. I'd say like 3 days for
even
sure.
Even still, I definitely, if it was 3 days, I'd still like be shiny and soft. My shit grows super slow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, mine grows pretty quick.
My hair used to grow really fast back when I had it. I would shave my head, and then a month later, my like one of my bosses who'd only see me once every like 3 months would be like, didn't you just shave your head? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you've got like an inch of hair already. I'm like, I don't know.
It's my superpower. Luck.
It's my superpower. Mm-hmm. But
growing
like
hair.
But like Samson, I have been stricken. And my strength has been taken from me.
Oh, we'll get there.
Maybe not. Not everyone loses their hair, dude. And be thankful for that shit.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, and
that's why I'm keeping mine until it starts to fall out. And when that day comes, it's gone.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be just bald podcast guys. Bald
podcast guys, yeah.
With goatees. One guy with a really, really fucking fat face, too. Like, I looked at myself earlier. I had a hat on and my hair pulled back, and I was like, oh my God, my face is like, I don't even know how to, it's like pear shape. Made me laugh. I was laughing at myself, looking at myself, and I think that Shane was like, the fuck's wrong with him? Like, my face is funny to me.
Sitting there laughing at yourself in a mirror.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, who hasn't done that?
Yeah.
Some days when I go to get in the shower, I stand there. You managed to score a chick, and you look like that.
So what are you laughing at there, yourself or the universe?
Both.
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to the day, speaking of hair and stuff, that I got to start trimming ear hair regularly. You know what I mean? I've worked with a dude before who had like the ear hair that like he would trim it, and like it would just be like these, look like he trimmed it just even with the outside of his ear, so that it was like this little ear bush still in that area. And I was always like, ew. Are you completely unaware of the fact that that's there? Because like I'd be self-conscious about like I can't hear nothing because I got fucking, you know, a goddamn stalk of hair growing out of my hair, yeah, out of my ear, rather.
Your ear. Yeah,
yeah, and like, you know, there's like little bits of earwax stuck in it and shit. And there's like a fly that's like, help, it's stuck in the, you know, the hair.
Oh my God.
Yeah. that didn't happen. I was just being funny. But you know, like, yeah, I feel like you need to trim that shit back inside. You know, don't let it, like, just take a pair of scissors and like choop, just clip that right off at the edge of your ear and just leave it hang out like that.
Have you seen those things that are like supposed to have like a camera on them, and like you plug it into your computer and you stick it in your fucking ear?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm.
And like you can like scrape the fucking wax and shit away.
My daughter got one. She saw it on like TikTok, and we had to order one on Amazon that same night, and it came, and my wife has it hooked up to her phone.
Does it work?
It absolutely works.
Does it like have a cord on it and like you can?
No, it like it has. It's like
it's like wireless.
It's wireless, yeah. And okay. But you can plug it into like your computer. You can plug it into like, you know, just like your phones. You know what I mean? And then you plug it in. It charges for X amount of hours, and then it's wireless, and then you can hook it up to your phone or your computer, and you can look at your phone or computer and then stick it in your ear, and you can see like everything, like if you have hair in there, if you have wax, whatever. I found out I have this like black hair in my ear, and so does my daughter. It's weird. It's like a
genetics at work.
It's a thick black hair, and we Googled it, and it said like me and my daughter, like we have like sometimes, like especially during allergy season, we have this cough that we're constantly coughing, and they said that this black hair in your ear can contribute to that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How those two things? Well, I mean, it's all interconnected up there.
Ear, nose, and throat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta ask a question. Is there like a blade like on this thing? Is there like clippers on it?
It's
kind of
like almost like a scoop. It's like there's a light. It's like, I don't know, maybe
like a melon baller.
So you have like the handle, which is probably about maybe 4 inches long, and then you have a little shaft that comes out that has a light attached, you know, inside it. Like, you know what I mean? But it's shining out. And that shaft's only about maybe 2 inches. And then where the light is, and then there's like a little type scoopy thing to where you can, it's small enough to where you can stick it in your ear. And then that scoopy thing you can grab the earwax with.
Could
Mike
you
can't
could
hear
you
the word shaft without laughing?
What is the 2-inch shaft? Come on now. God damn it. Could you like stick this thing up your nose and do your nose hair and stuff too?
Sure.
Could you like look at your like stick it inside like the hole in your skull and like look at things inside your head?
Maybe if you want to stick it up that high.
You need to let me know what you see if you stick it up your nose.
I can't because my daughter would kill me for one.
I'd be tempted to stick it in my butt. I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, what's inside my butt? But then you said it's got like a scoop and a blade on it. So I don't know that I'd want to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess the question that I had was out of the question then. Where else you could put it?
I just need to get one of those like cameras that like plumbers have that you could stick down the drains and stuff and just.
Yeah, I mean you could stick. Like I said, you could stick it up your nose if you wanted to, but I don't know if you want to go from nose to ear. It's kind of like, you know.
I think the worst part of that would be putting it in your nose because then you'd be smelling that shit. I mean, as long as you paint all the bugs off, you wouldn't have to worry about like putting boogers in your ear.
It's like it's kind of like a porn movie going from ass to mouth.
That's a hell of an analogy, man.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Fair enough. Yes. Ass to mouth is gross. That's true. I mean, not kink shaming anybody, but come on now.
It's not, like I said, going from ear to nose or nose to ear, kind of disgusting.
There's a reason why when you run out of dishes, you don't make yourself a bowl of cereal in the toilet because it's fucking gross.
I morbidly want to stick this thing up my dick hole. I can't help it.
I thought of that too, but I was like, the butt thing was like, definitely online with me. So,
the
you
butt
know.
Thing was on brand for you. I just want to see what the inside of my dick hole looks like. Unfortunately, because there's a scoop and a blade, or at least a scoop.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
You need to get a fiber optic camera.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Look it up, like, though. When you have a chance, just look it up, like ear camera or whatever, like an earwax.
I'm fucking going to, dude. I'm interested in this because I've always wondered what the inside of my ear looks like.
Yeah.
I'm going to find that big black hair and be like, Jimmy! I'm going to name the big black hair Jimmy.
Deal. I like it.
Is it one big black gnarly hair or is it hairs?
No, one big black hair.
Yeah, you do need to name it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happens if you trim it?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I won't stick anything in there far enough to fucking.
It's beyond the reach. You can just see it.
Yeah.
I always have problems with. I mean, I've had problems with my ear since I was a kid. So I'm always looking like thinking that my ears aren't clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is definitely something I think I'm gonna look into and maybe follow up with them here.
Yeah, at this point, I probably would never get a tattoo.
I think I'd really enjoy having scales like a fish all over my body. Not tattoo. I'm just never mind.
Yeah.
I was daydreaming. But anyway,
Lizard Man, you gave yourself a tattoo.
I did, yes.
What is it? What is the tattoo? If
it's
you don't
just,
mind us asking,
just of a cross.
Oh, okay.
I would be amazed if like you fucking showed your arm or whatever, and it's like this.
You got like a portrait.
Yeah, super fucking detailed, like photo.
No, it was just something stupid. Indian ink, needle and thread, just. A cross, and that's it.
Hmm.
And it's only it's probably, if anything, like 3/4 of an inch high and probably 1/2 inch wide.
Enough about your penis. Tell us about the tattoo.
You use India ink, really?
Yeah.
No shit. That's like the shit that people like ink comics and stuff with.
Yeah, I tried doing something with ink once, but I decided to use pen ink instead.
Yeah,
and
that doesn't work as
did,
well.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I remember those were called party dots. Like, you'd get party dots where someone would sink a fucking Bic pen into your arm.
And then
stick a needle on you, and then you'd have that for like a year, you'd have this blurry dot in your arm.
So anyways, there, fellas, I'd love to sit here and continue to talk about how we're going to end the show, or Indian ink tattoos, or fucking magical cameras that you can stick in your ear and that you definitely shouldn't stick in your pee hole. But I just looked at the the clock, and we are out of time. So that's going to have to be a story for another time.
Thanks for tuning into Story Time with Tom and Mike. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed giving it to you.
Giving it to you like the image of Tom urethral sounding with a camera and a scoop to, you know, get earwax out from Amazon. I don't even know how to package that up in any way that, like, I was talking about sticking it up my butt, which is also equally terrible. But yeah, that's there's an image for you. Him, like, maybe we, instead of going ass to mouth, we go ass to pee hole. All right. Thanks. Bye.